D7J, also mobile. Nice job tonight, thank you.
It was my pleasure, but I hope it made sense.
Didn't know you had it in here, Patrick. Coming through, BWA. Good job.
Made sense, and it kind of opened up the doors to understanding a little bit about it, and, you know, everybody's going to have to do their own follow-up research to, you know, continue to get into it. But it definitely opened up the doors. I wasn't really sure how it all worked, so I've got a little better of an understanding, and I enjoyed it. I think you did a great job.
I will say this much about it. It helps to have a pretty good understanding of computer usage also.
And I was, I didn't really understand the two hotspots when I heard you guys talking about it on the radio. I figured, well, I got a hotspot on my phone, but I see how that works now. The hotspot on your phone is basically just your internet connection.
That's all it is.
Just the presentation, unless you don't want me to, on the in the file sections, they can download that presentation if they like, watch it over and over, or refer to it for, you know, links and information.
Problem with it, but that's Richard's presentation there, not mine. He did that work on it. I was just a mouthpiece.
And make sure he's all right with it. I don't imagine he would have a problem with it, but I'll check with him. Or if you talk to him before I do, you know, drop me a line.
I was checking on him and Miss Sally today. They've been having some health issues.
All works out well for him. I heard Steve in there. Go ahead, Steve, if you're still around.
Hang on, Patrick, a little bit. Did a good job.
And appreciate you coming and bringing along some friends and all that good stuff. So hope everything's going good for you as well.
Now, tonight, I'm just about to pull into the QT up here at 101 in Williams Hampton. I'm going to go in and get me a QT soft serve vanilla ice cream cone and just have a great time on the way home. And when I get to the house, I'm just going to watch the inside of my eyelids. No TV tonight.
I'm probably going to be hitting the rack myself. I get up about 4 every morning, sometimes earlier. So when I get home, I'm going to probably park my butt in the rack, and I'll probably watch a little TV before I nod off. Go ahead, Patrick.
Watching a little TV tonight before I nod off, but it probably won't be much. It's been a long week.
Had a long week, and I got one more day of work tomorrow, but very good possibility I might just blow it off for the day and go back there Monday. We'll have to see how I feel in the morning.
We've got to take a break. And, Bob, thanks again for buying my dinner there. I appreciate that.
Felt it was like the least I could do for you. Taking the time to put the presentation together with Richard and taking the time to come up to the meeting and give us a little bit of your time and expertise there. So it's very much appreciated.
Jump out and go get my ice cream cone. Patrick, I'll be back in a few minutes and give you a holler if you're still on there. So,
can't throw
it
to
you.
Clear for the time.
Still be here. I got a good ride ahead of me.
And I probably got 30 minutes before I get home, so I'm, I'm getting close to hitting 25 there soon, so then it's just up the mountain.
Go to Upper Road, park this truck, switch over to the excursion, and then drive the rest of the way home.
I'm off Upward Road myself. Usually when I make this trip, I go up Upward Road, and then I circle all the way around the backside to my place.
Yeah.
Upward Road, turn right, and follow Upward Road all the way around to Academy. I don't know if you know where that's at. And that cuts me across to Sugarloaf Road and then over to my place.
I know exactly where you're at.
I hang a left, and then I turn right on Hyder Allen, and then I'm just about to my house.
Are you from Orchard Trace Golf Course, or if it's still out there?
I'm road that Orchard Trace. Well, Orchard Trace, actually, the entrance to it is on Sugarloaf. The side of Orchard Trace is on Pace, and I live about, if you're driving down Pace Road off Sugarloaf, you pass the golf course there, and maybe another half mile on the left is my street.
Pretty much where you're at.
Right between 64 and Sugarloaf off of Pace Road, almost exactly in the middle.
There, yeah, out there.
5 years, I really like it. It's quiet and lots of apple farmers and tractors, but that's all right. But it's nice and quiet. And the loudest thing I ever hear is the neighbors, our new neighbors behind us got chickens. So we hear the chickens in the morning, but, you know, that's part of the deal, I guess.
Some of that country living, right?
Sell that land back there, and I'm kind of kicking myself for selling it now because now we got neighbors, but it's still pretty private where we're at.
Wife and I went and bought 37 acres in between Brevard and Rosman almost 2 years ago now.
Relatively near Fred's place, is it not?
No, Fred is on the other side of Rosman. I'm more between Brevard and Rosman on the Rosman Highway.
What are you talking about? Yeah, Fred's got a nice place up there. I enjoy going up there and getting away.
Fred was from is up around Nancy Mountain and Bab Road.
Well, I've been going up there now for a number of years since I met Fred. And, of course, you know we contest up there twice a year. And we'll be getting that geared up, probably getting that geared up pretty soon.
Up there last fall when y'all were doing it, I believe.
In October, and we did really well. We did over 2 million claimed points, claim score. I haven't seen the official results on that yet, but I feel like we did pretty good on that one.
Contacts in, what is it, 24-hour period?
Actually, the 48-hour contacts, and I forget how many actual contacts that was, but that's the highest score we've ever gotten contesting.
Score, that's a lot of, like I said, that's making a lot of contacts. That was fall, wasn't it?
And if I'm not mistaken, one of them is phone and CW. I think that's the one we do in July. And, and that one there in October is sideband only.
As I remember, we had to be quiet so it wouldn't cause too much background interference.
And the Vox goes off.
I'm still out here on 290, coming up on Sandy Flats.
I made it out here to 25, so I'm heading towards the uphill part.
In that black hole up there shortly.
Yeah. All right, Patrick, listen, I'll let you go. Careful driving. And once again, thank you for taking your time tonight to offer us a little bit of knowledge base there. You have a good one. Probably catch you in the morning. Best 73s. KO4HKX. I've got that call sign down now. ND7J73.
Bob, good to talk to you this evening, and it was a pleasure putting it on. Glad everybody got something out of it, or I hope they did. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile on the side.